Christians in India find themselves in a tough spot, while believers in Central America report gospel growth. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer. We'll dive into these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Recent developments in India pit Hindus against Muslims, the country's largest religious minority. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Christians lose either way.
As followers of Jesus, we have an understanding, and the truth is Jesus Christ. There's only one way to get to him. That conflicts with the Hinduism and Islam. You've got these tensions rising up between, you know, the Muslims and the Hindus, and the Christians then are getting caught in it.
The battle lines are as old as time, but tensions came to a head recently in northern India. The prime minister laid the cornerstones of a grand Hindu shrine on the ruins of a 16th century mosque. It's the latest example of a nationalist agenda with religious implications.
The challenge has been this extremist ideology that if you're in India, you should be a Hindu. And if you're not, you should either convert to Hinduism or leave the country or stay silent.
You can send help to persecuted Christians through VOM Canada at missionnews.org.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in India that they would be people of peace and that they would show there is a better way. And also that they would be encouraged and strengthened to know that they are not forgotten.
Reports on surging violence coming out of Chicago are enough to break your heart. From an infant shot and killed in a car in the far south side to a group of 15 people gunned down outside a funeral home. In fact, July was the most violent month Chicago has seen in 28 years. That's why the timing of PrayerCast Chicago 77 project is so critical. From July 29 to September 6, PrayerCast is releasing a video every 12 hours to prompt prayer for one of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. Chris Ruge is with PrayerCast.
Chicago historically has 77 very distinct neighborhoods, and the boundaries of those neighborhoods have not changed for over 100 years. And in fact, you can cross the street in many places in Chicago, and one side of the street looks entirely different than the other side of the street because they're different neighborhoods.
What the people of Chicago need is sacred peace and a stirring of the Holy Spirit.
No changing of social constructs will ultimately bring about the kind of healing and reconciliation that's needed. What's needed is for people to see the face of Christ in his church in the city of Chicago and to see the power of God at work in transforming people's lives.
Join PrayerCast Chicago 77 prayer movement at missionnews.org. And despite the current pandemic, ministries are still able to reach people around the world. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press.
The COVID issue has really impacted churches and the individuals and the physical needs, but the believers there have taken those opportunities and found ways to continue to reach their faithfulness and their passion to show the love of Christ and to include the word and to get it to people. This has really been so encouraging, and the booklets are just filling a need right now because they can be given and read individually.
WMP's humanitarian efforts provide them an opportunity to share the gospel.
There's just a grabbing for it, if you will. Here's something to believe in. Here's something that will answer the questions.
God's faithfulness has given WMP all they need to bring hope and salvation to people, specifically in Central America. WMP works with 7 countries in Central America, including Honduras and Nicaragua.
The Lord just continues to work and show he is sovereign, and his word is available. And if people are willing to look, he's got all kinds of answers for us.
Please pray that God's provision will continue to be given to WMP. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.